As the second half starts, Bobby Hansen rejoining us here. Purdue leading Iowa 45-39. They'll have the ball and move from left to right. Jackson, Barlow, Smith, Hummel, and Lawson. Likewise, Iowa will counter with the same five that began the game for them. Marble, Gatens, May, Basabi, and McCabe. And who just picked up the foul there? Is that May's third?
Yeah, it's number 25 there, Eric May, his third foul, chasing Robbie Hummel across the paint and a little too physical.
So a fresh shot clock. The lob pass on the inbounds comes to Barlow, and nobody picks him up. He goes all the way in, lays it in, and we got a foul.
I think they're going to give him a three-point play. Zach McCabe is going to be called for the block, but Eric May not ready on that play right there. Barlow drove right around him as he was looking around, seeing who he was supposed to guard on the out-of-bounds play.
McCabe with his second. Barlow will head to the charity stripe. And drains it. So Purdue draws first blood here in the second half, and the lead back up to 9, 48-39. Marble working against Jackson, comes off of Basabi screen, and Jackson with the foul. Not sure, was that a little too much hand checking apparently?
I was looking down at the scorebook, I'm sorry, but I think they caught Iowa for a couple of fouls, and first contact on Purdue was going to be a whistle. They give it to Jackson, his second.
May will inbound. Finds McCabe. Back to May. He's going to drive hard baseline. Elevates. Too hard off the iron. Gets his own board. Can't find the range on the second chance. McCabe goes up strong and gets two off the square.
Nice job, Zach McCabe. Retrieved the loose ball, the scrum ball in the rugby scrum that time. Went up quick off the glass to get a basket. He's got 5 points in the game.
Hawks within seven, 48-41. Not quite a minute into the second half. Hummel off of a screen. Walk with the ball, got away with it. Elevates from 10 feet out. The tip no good by Lawson, and the rebound pulled down by May. He'll bring it uncontested across half court. Bounce pass to Marble beyond the arc right wing. Couple of dribbles in between the circles. He'll back it out. Using his dribble left hand. Against Jackson, off of McCabe screen, wraps around, stops and pops from about 10 feet. Can't get the range, the ball tipped up, no good. We're going to have an over the back on Gatens. Nope, it's going to be on McCabe.
And that'll be three on Zach McCabe.
Wow.
Devin Marble, the one-on-one move. Nobody's moving on the offensive end for the Hawks, so Fran's going to bring in Aaron White for Zach McCabe. McCabe now three, May has three.
Hawkeye basketball brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. Law enforcement is cracking down on wearing seatbelts, Hawkeye fans. The Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau reminding you to click it or ticket day or night. Jackson swings it to Hummel about 27 feet out left wing. Lawson pops out top of the key. Basabi on him. Off a screen. Smith for a long three. Long rebound kicks out. That should be a reach and foul. Who's it on?
Got to get
is it
freshman.
Hummel?
Got to be Lawson. Up. Nope, they gave it to Hummel.
Gave it to Hummel.
Slap on the side of the head.
That's what I thought. He forces a smile, and that's his second. Bobby, I get the feeling if the first 2 minutes are any indication, we're going to have a tighter called second half.
Yeah, it was up and down the court. A lot of body contact there in the first half. I don't know why they would change in the second half, but it seems that's what they do.
Marble across half court. May now drops down low post off a white screen. They'll swing it to him left side. Mismatch as it goes against Jackson, but baseline is cut off. Top for Gatens. Three ball, no good. White with the ball. He's fouled. It looks like Lawson. And if that's the case, that's his second. Team foul number three.
Nice recognition by the Hawkeyes. Matt Gatens saw that they had rebounding advantage under the basket. Aaron White being blocked out by Lewis Jackson. Matt took the shot, Aaron White the rebound. It's just like a pass inside. That's just like penetration. Use your offensive board work. Aaron White to the line for two.
White, a 77% free throw shooter. He's 2 for 2 tonight. Freshman with a couple of dribbles. Releases. Good. Freshman out of Strongsville, Ohio. Trying to make good on his second. It rattles in and out. And the lead remains 6, 48-42. Hawks hustle back. Pick up their man. Jackson will walk it across half court. Marble waits for him. He's going to clear out. Drives down the right sideline. Pump fake. Dishes off to Lawson. Muscles up. Off the mark. Ball tapped up. What do we got here? 3 seconds.
Yep. Gonna give it to Lawson.
Yep, they're gonna give him his third foul, and all of a sudden, Matt Painter's big man is in trouble, and immediately Travis Carroll is off the bench.
Lawson's gonna be good someday. He is a jumping jack freshman in there, 6'8". He just is pretty raw right now, going over the backs of the defenders.
Marble working against Jackson here. Crosses half court. Wasabi hustles down. White trying to set a screen out at the top of the key. They switch. Hummels on Marble now. Gaten spots up. No, dishes off down low to White, who finishes with the slam.
White was the guy that set the screen, Brent, and Matt Gaten's found him when he curled in there, looked for the shot, drew the double team. White wide open on the roll.
That got the crowd on their feet. Iowa back to within four, 48-44. Smith dogged by Gaten's top of the key. Barlow, wow. They're going to call a little bit of a hand check, a little bump on Aaron White as he took him off the drive.
Both teams, four fouls each in the second half, and we're barely 3 minutes into the game. 2:51 to be exact. It's going to be who's the better free throw shooters coming down the stretch.
Lob pass comes into the backcourt. Bobby, what gets me is come Indianapolis in the Big Ten tournament, there's no way that will be whistled for a foul.
I just think they know this is the first game, high emotion, a lot of intensity. Let's clean it up early here in the second half.
Barlow, left wing, Smith, cut off by White. They find Hummel back in the corner, drives baseline, elevates and drains the 10-footer.
That's his shot right there, working the baseline behind the Hawkeye defense, catches the ball, left corner, dribble, or a shot fake, gets Wasabi off his feet, one dribble, up with the jumper, the lean-in jumper, he's got seven.
50-44, Hawks down by six, May top of the key, crosses over, elevates, 7-footer's good.
Boy, did he need that shot right there. That's just all Eric May, using his athleticism to jump over the top of the Purdue defender, gets his first basket in a while.
That shot's there for him if he wants it, isn't it?
One that he works on all the time, I see in practice and in pregame.
Smith for three, around the world, and May skies to pull down a two-handed board. Hawks trying to cut it to within three. Stops and pops, May, in and out from about 12 feet. You still like that shot, don't you?
He's right there. It's an open jumper. Can't get anything better.
Hummel, top of the key, drives around May, goes up. Wasabi alters it. Loose ball kicks out. May with a fight, picks it up, and a three-on-one. Dishes off to Wasabi. Up and under, killed it, and he's fouled.
What a play that time by Wasabi. Ryan Smith slides underneath him to pick up the charge. Mel avoids it by moving his body in the air. The scoop layup and the foul.
Timeout on the floor. The and one coming for Wasabi when we come back. 15:53 left to go in the game. We got a new one. Purdue 50, Iowa 48. You're listening to Hawkeye Basketball from Learfield Sports.